thirsty, turn you into a zombie. Saw some guts the other day in another dude's face up on the side of the freeway. The people stopped, called 911, officer arrived, and he pulled out his gun and he shot once. Hit him in the back, zombie turned around and ground, and went back to his snack. So he shot twice, hit him in the head. Oh, and now it's official, the zombie's dead. Zombie's dead, yeah, he got one bullet to the head. Zombie's dead, laying naked on the sidewalk, and what's the bit? Second story is about another guy. This guy's Rainbow forever be fried. He was walking down the street and he took some LSD. Started screaming, don't stare at me, or I'll cut you with my knife, and you'll be begging for your love, and as you fall to the sidewalk, see the flashing lights, and I'll skate off running. Said it'll be time to go, and I'll shut up the cop, you can't take me alone. Zombie's dead, yeah, he got one bullet to the head. Zombie's dead, laying naked on the sidewalk, the wood's dipping. Zombie's dead, yeah, he got two bullets to the head. Zombie's dead, yeah, now his brain is full of lead. It's full of lead. It's full of lead. It's full of lead. Now this last story, you should really be concerned. It's about a guy who let the crack pipe burn. Killed 30 people, painted the ground red, and then he turned around and shot himself straight in the head. Zombie's dead, yeah, he got one bullet to the head. Zombie's dead, laying naked on the sidewalk, the woods dipping. Zombie's dead, yeah, he got two bullets to the head. Zombie's dead, yeah, now his brain is full of lead. It's full of lead. It's full of lead. It's full of lead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Bieber here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Welcome to the finest little, stupidest little, worst little room in Nevada. This is the Worst Little Podcast, and I am your great host, the Reverend Rory Dowd, with my great friend, the Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Thank you.
And my other great friend and co-host, the Cadillac Kim, and the greatest engineer this side of America, Rick Ramirez. Blah. Fuck it, it's Justin Bieber and Jono.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I am so excited about today's show.
I'm not proud of that.
Dog watered it.
I love, well, not,
Rick
I thought we weren't going to talk about it.
Yeah, well, when I ruin it horribly, it's okay to talk about it. Nail it, you don't talk about
you
it.
You still nailed it, though.
I'm Rick Ramirez.
Even though you,
if I married
you
Nick.
Were all over the place, you nailed the post.
Honestly,
I was taking a shower this morning, and you know when you're in the shower in the morning and just random little rhymy, bumpity-bumpity things go through your head that make no sense? Rick Ramirez and Ragnola.
Like, just... Oh, don't say that.
Right.
Oh, well, no. It's better than Fagnola. Like, as he was known in middle school throughout all of Sparks.
Oh. Poor dog water, Nick.
Oh, excuse me, though, that was Prick Fagnola.
Yes.
Pardon me. Prick
yes.
Fagnola.
And I would like to say that, and I remember in middle school, somebody came up to me and go, hey, granola. And I was like, wow, that's a sick burn. Thanks. And I was just like, oh, that hurts so bad. And in my head, I'm like, oh, God, please don't think of the obvious, way better thing that you could say. I was so happy that he said granola. I was so happy.
Hi, welcome to the show, everybody. I hope you're having as much fun with us as we are trying to.
Hey, I don't Speaking of yourself, I'm having a great time.
How are you feeling, Kim?
I am feeling much better.
Your leg looks frightening.
Holy shit.
So I told...
My God, girl, what?
I told Rick you earlier.
Fall, like somebody fall down their your leg? Or
okay, like, so I was partying in the woods in Clio with the juveniles and Corey Brannon, and I lost my footing. It was midnight. It was dark.
Were you camping or just in the woods?
We were at this fucking sweet ass vacation house that Tim rented.
Hell
it
yeah.
was amazing. It was like the nicest house I've ever been inside in my whole life. And yeah, but it was pitch black and I was like carrying bags inside and I slipped, tripped, whatever. I might have been drunk. Anyway.
Like where? Like on a stairwell?
There's a lot
no.
of color.
Those it was just a gravel driveway. Okay.
Those are just
tripped, like,
you just
on a
fell
gravel
to
driveway.
The ground. Yeah.
No, I fell on a boulder.
That story.
It was like one of those decorative boulders
but,
that holds
but
like
you
an
were,
address.
You were prior to the fall no higher than your feet off the ground, baby.
Not a real
yes,
rock,
I fell,
but
okay.
a plastic fell, boulder.
No, it was a real rock. It was
okay.
a real boulder.
No, no judgment here. I fell in the bathroom and had to get surgery to replace the finger in my hand.
Dude,
so,
I was so
judgment.
Worried. Like, I spent the night, like, I put ice on it immediately. Spent the night there, woke up, and I was like, oh, this is kind of fucked up. But I still drove home from Clio, Blairsden, whatever, to Reno, and then I tried to take a nap, and I was like, this hurts too bad. So I sat for 5 hours in the emergency room. I knew it was broken. Dude, I knew it was broken, and I went, and they were like, it's not. And I was so grateful,
that's rock and roll.
Is why I know it was the Shit. Most punk rock injury of
Jesus
my life.
God. You guys, last show we talked about like the possibility of Kim faking it. I don't remember if that was the pre-show or the real
it
show.
It was the pre-show. So that's why I didn't wear leggings or anything
oh,
today because I wanted
she
to show
in.
You guys that this was she, real.
Kim,
yeah,
we're going to stop the show now. We're going to stop the show now. We're going to give you 10 minutes. If people, if you saw this right on your leg, we're going to get there. You can come up with at least 10 other good stories that would be just mind-blowing of what this happened.
Yeah, oh, I mean,
better story next time.
Everyone has their phones out now.
You took a picture of me.
I was attacked by four large men. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to send it
I roundhouse
to you for the
kicked,
blog
yeah.
post. So.
I'm happier just saying that I was partying with rock stars in the woods.
Next time,
yeah, that's how like Reno
almost broke my leg. So.
Next time you go camping,
it's like my
we'll
helicopter
like
is picking me up, and like yeah, my leg got caught as the hell. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so I'm not picking it, guys, and I'm really bummed I missed last week's episode because it was really good.
I'm sorry that I parked in your roommate's driveway. I thought it was somebody that was going to be on the show because who else parks on their rocks? You know what I'm saying?
Hi, welcome to the show, Lucas.
Hey,
oh,
leave it to the bass player. It's always the bass
audience,
players that do that.
The audience doesn't know idea
that you had to go move your car because you parked.
We were so smooth and fluid that we hadn't even made an excuse for it.
But now we have to tell them.
I'm backing Justin Bieber up with a little bit of bass and maybe a little guitar, and I want you guys to refer to me as G-Rhymes because we're going to keep it hip-hop this time.
Oh, yeah. G-Rhymes. Okay.
Yes.
G-Rhymes.
Keeping it gangsta.
Okay.
Grimy.
That's the
Where's
name
Where's your
of
gold
episode?
Chain at?
Practice
gold
that
chain is with
could
my...
It, could it be Luca G. Rhymes?
You could call me whatever
Luca
you want.
Luca G. Rhymes.
I do want
like, that kind of rolls off the tongue.
I do want that bathtub baptism after this, though.
What is that?
Yeah, what's
I'm not entirely sure either. Why is everybody looking at me? I mean,
you
I
are
am
the reverend.
Wait, I am a reverend.
You are the reverend.
What, bathtub.
I mean, beer shower baptism works.
Golden shower baptism?
Oh, like a whiskey baptism?
I mean,
I typically am a whiskey
baptizer.
The
Atomics are not here.
And I don't have any whiskey.
We only did that when the Atomics were here.
And golden shower action?
Well, not only.
Not
but,
that.
Yeah.
No, oh, not that.
Oh, instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
If, yes.
Oh. We're not talking about that, though.
But if you would like, after the show, we could climb into the shower. I could dump a beer on your head and call
well,
it good for the
as long as somebody is there to like keep me safe from you know any possible.
No less than
$150. I am an older man, son.
I am a younger man. Man,
have you ever been to a Turkish prison?
I only go as low as $250 these days, kid. Yeah,
Have you ever seen a grown man naked, Luca?
Yeah. I went out hiking out to Long Beach up in Grey Eagle, and it's like.
Do you like professional wrestling?
You know, it's a beach all where it's just there's a ton of beach and there's nobody else around, and this guy and his wife seem to come and just sit up right next to us, and the dude gets naked, and my friend Kendra looks over and she's like, "Wow, he's naked." I'm like, yeah, you know, there's a ton of places he could be naked, and he had to be right there.
Yeah. I find, when you go to the beaches of Tahoe, personally, there's a certain amount of etiquette. If you're, like, the only people at the beach, spread yourselves out.
Sure, exactly.
But
there
are some people who get to the beach, and their thought, the way they categorize the world is, oh, somebody's parked right here. This must be the spot. So they're going to drop in within, like, 5 feet of you.
That's always awkward when you're naked,
the
though.
Hang.
Yeah,
they did shut down.
Especially if it's like we're a family with young children, and you're 75 years. I mean, we might be a naked family too, but like, I mean, give us our space. Like
they
a
shut
little
down.
Bit.
They shut down
like,
the new beaches.
My 5-year-old girl does not need to see what happens to an old man.
They shut down the nude beaches at Tahoe.
They did.
They
really?
Did. There
really?
Was some
enough
quote,
public
quote
complaint?
Unquote lewd activity.
Nice.
So, I don't believe
it. They
nice.
Know.
I could get down on that.
The cops are like, no more.
I can't imagine anyone who could have been involved in such things over the course of the last 25
Never.
Years.
Never. I did check out Naked Dudes, though.
Nobody even travels to come to Tahoe or anything, you know?
Oh, yeah, well.
That's too bad.
How
that was
you,
a nice
John,
part
do you
of
ever
the quiet
go to the new
beaches.
Beach?
I didn't. I never been to a nude beach. You know, I always
really?
I always try it. I'm starting my own booty short company, male booty short company.
Yeah.
It's called the Rhino Line. And so I like nice. To go to clothed places so I can wear my booty
so
shorts and
advertise,
kind of me be on
display. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So like half naked.
Ladies and gentlemen, good friend of the show, Jono.
Hello. Hey,
for those just tuning in.
From what's the company? Rhino? The Rhino?
I was like to say, he's like, yeah, they. I said, my loved ones call me the Rhino. That's
the Rhino.
Yeah, gotcha. That's it.
So what do we get to call you?
You can call me anything you want, honey.
Everyone
always wants to, oh,
DJ
they go, so how'd
shorts.
You get the name the Rhino? I'm like, madam, I can let you use your imagination on that one.
Okay.
Your dick is on your forehead.
Whoa. Hence the hat.
We were trying not to talk about it, Kim. It's not something, like, when he goes out in public, it's a real right. disability.
I'm all about saving the endangered animals.
All right. Wait,
are you a unicorn?
No, I'm
the
a rhino.
Rhino.
I'm a rhino. I'm a chubby unicorn, baby. I got that. Yeah, definitely. That's the sheet t-shirt at the Wu-Tang concert. I was wearing rhinos around chubby unicorns along with my Cash Money booty shorts.
Yes.
Nice.
That they weren't, Wu-Tang concert was knocking up. They weren't going to let me in.
Can I put those in?
Definitely. We're not going to let me in. Like, you're wearing underwear? You're wearing?
You should tag all your businesses in this post. Like, have the beef company. The messenger service,
hey,
DJ.
How much time we got?
The
yeah.
Golden
we
Gate, which we're going to...
You don't have to crush it all in
oh,
right now.
Oh, speaking of time,
we
did we...
Ah, oh, crap, I did not.
But
I...
let's remember that
the timer
we're
is
about
near.
10 minutes off.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, we're starting now.
The Golden
it's
Gate
not
Bridge
sitting right on that table?
Talk
no.
about.
No.
Two. Once we
no
figure
timer.
Out where the timer is, because...
I have a timer on my phone.
It's fine.
Did it fall off?
It fell off.
It fell off in the trash.
Okay.
And
so could you take your hat off the rhino, please, so we could just confirm that there's nothing.
Yeah, I just want to. I want to see.
You
this.
Know, forehead secret, dough doesn't roll off the tongue like chin dough does.
I finally saw one of those the other day.
Wow!
I didn't
what?
Know they existed. A chin dildo.
I thought it was.
It's like a thing that you can strap around your head, so while you're like going down on a girl, like you can.
Wouldn't
you
they
know.
Just call it? No, if you had it on your forehead,
but
wouldn't they
your
just call it foreskin?
And sometimes they make small. Smaller ones for other holes. You know?
Far out.
Very interesting.
What is this segment called?
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Sponsored
right
by
out,
Susie's.
Right out the gate.
Is that reference too old?
Chaos and sexuality. This is Reno as you know and love it.
Keep it sexual, Reno.
We're happy to have the Rhino and Justin Bieber here of some Reno icons and stalwarts of the party scene.
Thank you.
I would say.
Hell yeah.
And also damn good musicians.
And the Rhino also being a part of the sponsorship of the show over the many years.
We Reno Cars, the messenger service.
Yeah.
That's right. 38
Looks
years.
Looks over here trying to grab my hand.
Oh, yeah. And my former boss. Thanks for helping out last year.
That's right. Definitely.
Nope. Now I have a secret government job that I don't talk about on air.
Well, they were
tell
just
us
testing
more.
You working for
tell
him.
Us more. Exactly. I have a badge and everything. Don't test me, man.
Don't test me.
Oh, God, he looks
you
scared.
Know, I have a professional record of 14 arrests and only 9 convictions, right,
no,
Rory?
No, you don't.
You know, I counted
you're
it
like
up.
You're like 12.
The last time I was in jail, I counted it up, and I literally have been arrested 14 times. Not proud of it. I'm
have
not boasting.
Really?
I just want to let you know.
That's unfortunate, but yes.
I was just as successful just calling ladies that I was the rhino being pussy. Okay, you don't need to come up with all those that arrest records.
No, just give yourself a good nickname.
Yeah, say, yeah. Like, hey, baby.
Wait, Luke, how old are you?
23.
Holy shit, man. Yeah.
But Lucas, crazy kid. Every time you were arrested, did you totally deserve it?
Yes, and some. But like, I got let off easy, man.
So
I'm telling
you.
So
here's the deal. For everybody who's listening and can't actually like see this baby-faced, like young, handsome man, he looks like you don't have any tattoos.
You know,
you're
this
just
new.
Like,
I'm honestly, I got a new look now, and that's the reason why. I'm like, all right, I'm starting over. I'm part of the Mormon church now, and I'm going
you
to
look
college.
Like a Mormon,
he's,
yeah.
Good. He's doing a Prince Hal kind of thing. You know, you go hide in the gutter, and then, oh, hey, look, I'm like really smart and one of the royalty.
No, but to be completely honest, I haven't drank, and I celebrated 4 years in June, and ever since then, I'm not worried about ever like doing anything that dumb.
Congrats!
Again,
so.
Congrats!
Nice!
Fuck that's yeah! Amazing.
Awesome!
Thank you. Yeah, it's never even had a legal beer like as an
really?
Adult. I'm just like, you know what? I did that when I was a kid, and I'm over it. So
man, I'm so the opposite. I didn't have my first drink till I was 25.
Whoa! Wow.
I know.
All right. Well, when I turn 25, we're gonna have that beer. All right, Kim.
No, let's not do that. I will not be responsible for that.
No, that's funny. No, because I
Kim won't be 25 anymore.
God, I would not want to be 25 again. You couldn't pay me to be 25 again. Nope. Yeah. Anyway,
I personally celebrated the 20th anniversary of my 25th birthday. I enjoy it every time.
Oh, that's nice. Nice. You old man.
You're really old.
Have we even talked to Spencer yet?
No,
I think
not
Lucas
yet.
This is Lucas is stealing the show. Does he do this all the time when he plays with you?
Always.
Always.
Sexually.
Yeah.
Hey, Spence. Good to see you, brother.
Yeah, you too.
How you been?
I've been pretty good.
How's the fam?
The fam's doing good.
Rad.
I played my first show with Ollie.
Yeah.
Last Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The drums for
what?
Me.
Are
yeah.
you serious?
Who's Ollie?
Laying down a beat for you?
Yeah, he played I Saw
Red. It's his son.
Me. Yeah.
He's
no
3?
Aww.
Four? He's
4,
yeah.
Four?
He'll be
yeah.
5 on the 4th of July.
Ah, hell yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. My son's born on the 4th of July, too.
Really?
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Does he play drums too, Nick?
No.
Wouldn't that be funny? Your dad plays games. Drums, you play drums, if your kid played drums.
No, he can play him on Xbox, though.
No, his boy can hold the beat. When we're jamming, he always wants to get on there and help us out, and we were like, you know, like, we're trying to do our thing, but of course we don't want to tell him not to jam, and he can hold a beat now, so it's actually pretty rad.
That's all super. Right. That's
yeah,
really cool.
He actually wanted to come on here with me.
Aww.
You know what? We could maybe talk about having him on for the Christmas show this year.
Yeah.
All right, let's do
that
it.
Could actually
let's do
be
it.
Quite a lot of fun.
Princess Bombs.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, a little Princess Bombs.
Assuming Riku is allowed to play, because every single time she's had a show for like
she
the last
blows
2 years,
it.
She blows
last 2 years, she has been banned from the show.
You know what would really burn her, hide is if we got somebody to replace her.
Oh.
Told her she was kicked out of Princess Bombs.
Oh, kicked out of Princess Bombs.
Oh, you thought replace her as your daughter.
You got replaced by all of
no, I meant on the podcast.
I meant it for
like,
the band.
Well, she doesn't listen to the podcast. Even
like,
though
yeah.
I'm sure some of her middle school friends do now.
Rory God. Starts playing with
Are
some other
sure?
random child.
I doubt it.
I'm pretty sure.
Nobody listens to this.
Was
it's
that
fine.
A pun on his last name? You doubt it?
No.
Oh, good. Take it way back to the grades. Like, hey, thanks for bringing that around to the beginning of the segment. So at this point, I'm going to suggest, how about a song?
Yes.
All right. What do you guys feel like hearing?
Music.
Fast or slow?
Something
rap?
More of what you've been doing.
Something with some bass guitar.
Something with some bass.
Sick.
All right. This one's called Sick. It's a working man song.
Yeah. I'm just sitting there alone, out of luck and in the cold. Just gambled my last dollar. I've tried to escape out of this place, but I just keep coming back. Now I'm walking down the street and I'm thinking of my dreams and how I've struggled to accomplish them. Well, I've played all these bars trying to get very far, but hell, this ain't no place for me. Still I try, I keep working every day until I die. There just ain't no other way. Still I try, I keep working every day until I die. Still I'm staring at these slides, still the date's 10 to 9, and the night turns back into day. See the same situations with the same ugly faces, that's why I want to get away. Cause I said, Ariano, that ain't no place to go if you wanna be your success. And while I'm on that topic, oh, when someone tries to stop it, thought I had to get that off my chest. Till I try, I keep working every day until I die. There just ain't no other way. Still I try, I keep working every day until I die. Well, I'll see you on the other side. Now that it's time to die, at least I'll die doing what I love. If there's one thing that I could say, it's try harder every day. I'll be staring at you from above. So you think you've had it tough and you say you've had enough, but just remember those words I've said. Life's too damn short just to seek the big reward. It's the little things that count in the end. So you try, you keep working every day until you die. There just ain't no other way. So you try, you keep working every day until you die. Die, die.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like that one.
Damn fine work, you boys. Where?
Wow. Thank you.
So how long has the... Are you guys always a duo? Do you have a drummer? Have you always been in the band?
So great.
Yeah, I mean, it's always you, Spencer.
Yeah,
like,
it's,
you're,
always, it's always
you're
me.
You're the Beav.
Yeah, I'm the Beav. I started the Beav out, but me and Luke have been working together, writing songs and jamming for quite a while.
We, actually played in Grime Dog together. We recruited him to play drums for us for a while.
Yeah, ooh. I played drums in Grime Dog for
was,
a while.
That was cool. Because I've known Spencer
before the
since,
hurricane.
Since I was about 10 years old. I've
yeah,
known
I've,
Spencer.
I've known him since he was a drunk little fucking asshole.
Oh, the drummer.
So yesterday?
That was a sober little asshole.
No. Oh, right.
I've never
right.
known Lucas drunk. Was he just a total piece
shit.
Of shit?
Oh, man. God. Last time, last story that I recall of getting drunk with him, we were out at fucking Pyramid Lake. And so we took my in-law's camper van out there. Oh. And, you know, it's the first time that they let us borrow it.
This already is a great story.
I bring everybody out there, all my friends. He tries to fight everybody in the campground.
Oh.
He literally fought every single person in the campground.
And guess what? I got my ass kicked by every single person at the campsite.
And then, so the next morning, he woke up. He continued to get drunk. We're all driving back to Reno. He fucking smeared, like... Not what was it? Nacho cheese.
Oh yeah, the nacho cheese
Doritos,
Little Caesars incident.
He,
yeah,
like crumbled them into the seat, and
oh
then
my God.
And then yeah, smeared pizza everywhere, and like, was like,
oh, wow. You're a dick,
yeah.
Man.
Wow. Yeah,
no wonder you want that.
I wouldn't change it for the world, though.
Baptism.
I wouldn't change it for the world.
You do need Jesus, God.
Yeah, and so Spencer and I have been jamming this past few years.
Let's just not acknowledge that happened and keep rolling on.
Some people try to get sober and they got friends that are like, man, I miss you drinking with me. Come on, drink with me. Then other people, like me and Lucas, get sober and people are like, I'm so fucking glad you don't drink anymore. Nobody that I know wants me to still drink.
Yeah, my friends will go to bat. They'll be like, come on, we're at the bar, have a drink. And they'll be like, no. Luke does not want a beer. Leave him alone. Get him a blue dolphin and walk away.
What the fuck is a blue dolphin?
It's a water with
ice. That sounds
ice.
Like a sex act.
That's water, on, that. Water on the rocks.
Yeah. It's a blue dolphin.
Yeah.
That sounds, but, sounds like a sex move.
We started practicing playing songs about a few months ago, and every time we get together, it took us like 2 months to write a song. We're just not the best at writing songs. We need another person.
Yeah, we just get together and then we end up bullshitting, and then we'll be like, oh yeah, let's meet up, and then we never do. But
we're doing the surf rock thing too.
Yeah, I've been focusing a lot on that band too.
Yeah, you guys were recently on A Wormhole Could Kill Us All. That's right.
We need a redo.
Oh,
man.
You're in there too.
We need a redemption.
I missed that week, but I listened to the show.
So did
Matt.
I wasn't there.
You gotta wait a year.
If anybody wants,
you know, Matt missed that show too.
if anybody wants to book us, we need to play our second show. We've only got one down.
Played one show so far,
and it was a hit. They asked us to play our set again. Believe it or not,
where
we
was
ended
your
up
first show?
It three times.
Where was your first show?
Davidson's.
Ah, Davidson's. Good old Davidson's. Yes, good old Davidson's.
What does Matt think about that?
That's the best one. Ha ha.
No, literally, we played it. We only had a 20-minute set, if that, and all of our friends showed up, and a lot of them came late. And they were like, could you play another song? We said, that was all we have. They were like, play it again.
You guys mentioned this on the show. It's fucking surf rock stuff. You could hear that all night.
Oh, yeah. You
just play those same, like, five songs again and again and again. Everybody will love it.
Nobody's really paying attention anyway.
Yeah.
We're starting to come up with a lot more.
We
cool
sound
stuff,
better
though.
That way.
It's called practice.
Wait, what's that again? Practice?
Well, if you play the same song over and over again, it's like by the third or fourth
right.
time.
Like, they're just paying to watch you practice, and what's better than that? Not much.
That's the way I feel about playing shows. If I'm going to be playing at my house all by myself anyway, better to play in front of.
Hey, get some free beers. At least get free beers.
Exactly.
Or blue dolphins for Luke.
Blue dolphins.
Yeah, the bartenders at Shea's, after seeing them for about 4 years now, they finally tell me, they're like, oh, instead of offering me beer, they're like, do you want a water or tea? I'm like, yes.
They make tea. I wouldn't trust tea from Shea's. Like, how does that happen?
How do they
like,
mess?
I mean, have a hot
it's hot water out of
dispenser?
The coffee machine.
I wouldn't trust coffee from there either.
Are
I don't know when it was cleaned
tea?
Last. Like,
I mean,
their coffee's fine.
I think it's 90s. They run a clean operation.
I mean,
I know. But still, it's a bar. Who orders coffee?
In the 90s, Blue Dolphin was ecstasy. That was playing. That's how
I was
going to
say. Says the DJ.
I'll take that as well. You know, we take
I'll take some blue diamonds.
We take payment in the form of full frontal nudity, blue dolphins, or you know, backyard blowjobs. Whatever you got.
Oh wow! Oh, we had to go there. All right.
No.
Well,
I know what
Rick's doing later.
No, I meant backyard blowouts. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah. I don't really know what that means.
Blowout.
Cool. Okay.
It's like a barbecue.
Blowout.
It's fireworks. And
but
stuff.
How long have you been under the stage name of the Justin Bieber?
So I started that name. I've been playing for about 2 years now.
Okay, that's
that
what we thought. Yeah.
Yeah, about that.
Mainly at a lot of shows at the Shays.
Yeah, a lot of shows at Shays. That's where most of my shows are. That's where most of everybody in Reno shows are.
Spencer, do people call you the Beave or Beaver? Or Justin?
Nobody has ever, besides Lucas, really called me the Beave.
I think that starts today.
I think
today.
It's a great name, yeah.
The Beave, yeah.
Maybe I should just change it to the Beave.
The Rhino, Luca, what, G? Luca G.
Grimes.
G. Grimes.
Luca G. Rhymes.
Sound blue, blue dolphins out of the back trunk.
Yeah. A little bit of schwank on there.
I think that should be the name of your first album, you guys, like the Blue Dolphin. Like,
yeah, you know what?
Oh, my God.
So this song's called Blue Dolphin.
It's
gonna involve a lot of broken glass and
screaming. What about when you're in traffic and you got road rage?
Oh, I hate road rage.
Oh, do you guys have a song about that?
Nope.
All right. Yeah, we do. We have a song about that.
All right.
It's called Driver.
Cool.
You guys want to hear another song?
Yeah. Let's do another song.
Yes. I got to switch out Get Fiddles.
Yeah, this is the first song we wrote together, actually.
Oh,
and to be honest...
Oh, shit. You pulled a Kim. I am usually the one who spills beers.
Speaking of children, actually, I had his son, Oliver, over at my house. We were all hanging out. I let him play my bass, and he was like, I'm going to start a band, Luke. And I was like, oh, yeah, what are you going to call it? He said, Car Crash.
Okay.
And then me and Spencer were like, that is actually pretty rad.
That's pretty cool.
Like, that is punk rock. I was like, whoa.
I think your kid is already cooler than all of us in this room combined.
It's pretty cool.
It's not hard.
Hell yeah. I will say, just wait for fucking puberty, man. That takes the shine off that real quick.
Oh, he's already, we used to call him a three-nager.
No, but really, 12, like, it's funny, huh? It's a great joke, man, but man, 12, 13, oh, man, shit. Like, it's all cute and princess bombs and woo, but no, now, oh, fuck that kid.
Oh,
oh, my God.
But, yeah,
my parents are taking her for a month.
She'll never listen to the show.
Yeah. His son,
I love her, I'm kidding.
His son told me, he was like, yeah, Luke, you could join my band when I, you know, when I get this stuff off the ground, and I was like, yeah, that would be rad, and then we were like, let's write this song called Driver, baby. Based off the inspiration from his son.
Yeah, he changed his band name from Car Crash to Driver. Mm. Or not Driver. No, his new one's Blood in the Eye.
Oh.
God, those are all really good band names. Like, what the fuck, kid?
Yeah.
Kid's got a knack for naming.
All right. Now that I got this out, this one's called Driver. Driver, but my mind is running on autopilot. Tell me to stop before we hit the wall, but I just take a swig of my alcohol. Whoa, now I'm flying down the road at 90 miles an hour. Whoa, nobody's gonna tell me what to do. Whoa, can you smell that rubber burning on the street? Whoa, you can try all you want, but you can't change me. Red and blue lights flashing from behind, but I'm pulling over this goddamn top, been a victim of that authority love. See the ghetto bird from above. Playing the slide live.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, well.
That's pretty bitching, man.
That's fucking rad.
Straight into the bridge. No chorus necessary. I love it.
Yeah.
Good sound.
Yeah, that's a fun tune.
Yeah, that was about, took 6 months to finish it.
Only really? 6 months. Oh,
and
only.
He said, hey, right. Hey, Luke, I'm going to be on the podcast. You want to back me up? And I was like, do you still have the recording of that or the lyrics written? He was like, yeah, I got them. Like, we should practice a little bit. And then we come together just like today, practice a little bit.
We got it.
Yeah.
It's fun. In there.
So basically, in 10 years, you're going to have a whole album, right?
Yeah,
like, maybe 20.
Okay, all right.
It's going to be a good album, though, I hope. Your son could play drums.
I'm sure it'll be lovely. Well, you know, he'll be old enough then.
Yeah.
So Rhino, what brings you to the show? You got stuff going on, don't you, brother?
Some big stuff.
Those of you just tuning in, one of the guest speakers tonight is my name is Jono Lazatich. They call me the Rhino.
Nice.
And this next segment of the show is brought to you by our great sponsor, thisisreno.com. Check them all out for all of Reno news and stuff at thisisreno.com. Moving on.
All right, so you're all here. Yes. This is here. So I got some important news to tell everybody. So in 1997 is where they set the land speed record, the Black Rock Desert. The guy who broke the sound barrier.
Right. Okay. Whoa.
Okay, so
yep.
I have a Golden Gate Bridge art car that we take to Burning Man.
Been on it many times.
But, oh, God bless you.
So good.
We upgraded this last year, and we shifted our, instead of it being for Burning Man, we built this Golden Gate Bridge. So it's kind of a transformer. It takes about 45 minutes to build up and 45 minutes to break down to be mobile to go to children's hospitals.
Wow.
And so cool.
And so what we do is don't know what silent disco is, but silent disco is the DJ's plugged in a transmitter, we pass out wireless headphones. And so we, in the hospital, I built this little mobile DJ cart, and we wheel it through the hospital, and we pass out headphones to the children, and we do silent disco bingo.
Actually, nice. That's badass.
You're going to heaven in every religion.
Seriously.
And so the best part about it is when they get the parents, sometimes the parents are like even more jazzed there than the kids. They're like waiting at the door for us, like, come on, we're waiting for the. And so when they win bingo, they have to hit their emergency button. So the nurse on shift was like, room 427, 427. Nice. Everyone's like running down. It's like, bingo, bingo. It's like, false alarm. So with the Golden Gate Bridge is that the Golden Gate Bridge bus, or it's a bus, or it's a, you know, that you can call it several different things. Basically, it's a big Golden Gate Bridge art car. And so last year at Burning Man, it was our first, we've been going to Burning Man for the Golden Gate Bridge since 2008. Wow. And so this last year, I just kind of had this vision of like using the Golden Gate as a mascot. And so we cashed out a retirement fund. I slutted myself out to a couple of girls that had a lot of cash.
Oh my God, you're not kidding, are you?
I swear to God. It came down to like, I had to come up with $14,000. I'm skipping stories, but like,
right.
Yeah, it's like, I'm laying in bed with this girl. And
Jono also skips beginnings and ends of sentences.
So I'm like, I'm explaining, we need OSHA certified railing for the top of the Golden Gate. And then I was like, I had to come up with $14,000 like in August right before Burning Man. In addition to the $40,000 we've already put into it. And so I'm laying with this girl, and I'm like, I need $14,000. She's like, oh, you need $14,000? Yes. And she's like, well, so I won't give it to you, but I'll loan you 14. And hold on one second. I got to go to the restroom. And I went to the restroom. I looked at myself in the mirror like, oh my God. I go, look at this. I'm worth $14,000.
Well, the rhino. Ask for it by name.
So I was like, I go, my shit's that good. I got the magic stick for this. And so then I slide back into the bedroom, kind of put my arm around her. I'm like, yeah, baby, I'll take that
$14,000. Oh, my God. Oh,
nice. She came and delivered it in a shoebox. Like, here you go.
Fucking shit.
Yeah.
Does she deal coke? Like, why does she have it in a shoebox?
I handed the 14 grand over to the metal guys, and they're like flipping, like, this smells like, like blue diesel. This is amazing. Yeah.
They question whether or not dogs go to heaven, but I'm guaranteeing that rhinos do now.
Hey. Right. The beautiful thing was at Burning Man, so Burning Man wouldn't even give me a day license. So like, it looks like a bus on a bridge. I'm like, you got me. You got me. Fucking Yahtzee. Yeah, they got me. So, but it was beautiful because I already scheduled with several, like with the kids camp, with the kids and the parents. Yeah. Like, they take them out on a big art tour.
Nice.
And then with the placement, camp is that they, because they do such the juggling job of trying to keep people happy, placing all these theme camps, so that we took their whole entire fans, family, everything on a full art tour in the daytime, narrated by one of the art directors of Burning Man. Nice. So it was like, off to the left, you'll have Tiffany here. Now, Tiffany Bill, I've known Tiffany since she's 14 years old. This piece describes her anxiety. You know, it's like, nice. So I was waiting for a burn. I wanted some of them like to get pulled over, like, pull over. Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't have a day license. Send everybody home.
Oh, nice. So,
but we
I
used-
think nobody would do, like, you've had licenses before and your art car is like iconic. It's like, everybody has seen the Golden
Gate.
Everyone
takes a picture.
So everybody just assumes you have a license.
They gotta get to that point. Yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, you could always do the old Trojan horse trick or use it as a battering ram,
against the rules
maybe?
Until they ask. Well, so,
interesting. That's a whole other story of the different podcast. So I came up with an idea of like 1 year because they told me that they weren't going to grant me a license to get into Burning Man. So I was gonna find all the people that got denied and we were all going to meet at the Frog Pond.
And
during Burning Man, we'd have people on the inside getting ready. When we call it, all of a sudden in fleet formation, like 20 art cars. And just like full smoke.
Busted the trash.
Max style
through,
across
oh, yeah,
the
just
desert.
Blow through yeah. the trash fence. And then everybody's got an address where they go to in the city, and they're like, all of a sudden, carports, like, whoosh, whoosh, nice. Like no one was even there. Like,
Grand Theft Auto.
And then meanwhile, we have a drone like flying into the man.
So you guys are the reason why the BLM wanted to put concrete barriers around.
Hey, you know, I went to Africa Burn this year. I went to Africa Burn, the Burning Man app, Africa Burn, and there was no trash fence.
What
I'm
part
like,
of Africa was it in?
It's 4 hours north of Cape Town.
Nice.
And so I'm like, there's no trash fence? Like, what? There's no perimeter? And this guy goes, no, this is South Africa. People know. They go out there, they die. Like, respect.
Like yeah. Burning Man used to be. Yeah.
But
good old days.
So reeling in with our car, though, the Golden Gate Bridge, is that we used it I brought in the camp this last year when we came out with the Golden Gate 2.0. It's like, we got the nod. I was like, oh, shit. It went from... The old Golden Gate was 30 feet long to the new Golden Gate was 60 feet long.
Damn.
Whoa.
And so crazy. I sent all the camp members like, all right, anybody who talks about this, we did not build this for Burning Man. We built it for children's hospitals.
Mm. That's so cool.
And so the magic happened using the networking. It's like who's who of people goes to Burning Man anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were out there and all of a sudden we have a director from Stanford's Children's Hospital come to us and like, now tell us the story. What's this? I heard this. And so UC Davis, the Children's Hospital, we had San Francisco Mission. Like it was every other day. It was like, oh, this is so crazy. You know, it was amazing. Using Burning Man actually as a tool for networking. And so that's like kind of what snowballed into. Now this year, we've done three shows at Renown so far, and every time we do a show at Renown, it's like it's really interesting that you have to be a skilled technician in so many ways and so many things. Like you have kids that if strangers are going into their room, they've only known them to be like doctors or nurses poking and prodding them. So you got to break down that wall to try to get them to put the headphones on. You've got parents that like don't want anyone touching their kid. I don't know about these headphones. You guys are weirdos. You know.
Yeah,
exactly. Nurses are all like, get out of my way. I'm trying to save a kid's life. You know, it's like there's all these different things going on. And the very first show we did at Renowned, I'm like walking into Renowned, and like here I am, like I got my headphones, I got this, and like it's like da na na na. I'm like, what if they hate me? Like, what if this sucks?
On,
like, what? I just built this whole thing up. I built the bridge. I cashed out retirement. Went into $7,000 debt.
Right.
Like, you know, slutted myself out for $14,000. I did, which I almost got it all paid off. For the record.
How do you pay that? Never mind. I don't want to know.
Very, very
booty shorts, man.
A lot of booty shorts.
Anyway,
yeah, definitely.
Sorry, you were saying.
So I'm in, we're at Renown and like walking in, I'm like, oh God, what if this sucks? And so one of the very first girls we put the headphones on, she hadn't gotten out of bed in 3 weeks since her surgery. Wow. The doctors don't know what's wrong with her. She had tubes coming out of her stomach. Jeez. And she starts jamming out just like head, just like, yes, just giving it. And so much she knocks a tube. It was like straight out of Airplane. I knocks a tube out. And the mom comes running out. And I'm like, oh my God, the mom's going to like lose your shit on me. Like, this is nuts. And so you hear the mom, the nurses talking or whatever. And I'm like, oh God, she hates me. She totally hates me. We go at the end. She ends up winning bingo. The little girl wins bingo. Steals the show. Just totally steals the show. And then at the very end, gets out of bed. It was something like straight out of like a movie. It gets out of bed for the first time in 3 weeks. All the family members, everyone's crying because she's rocking out with the headphones and wants to be in the picture, the group picture we're taking at the end of the show. I mean, at the end of the... It was like... This is like, all right, we're doing this. And then all of a sudden, oncology got word that they contacted me. They wanted me to come back for the oncology. Like, this is all just on one show.
My heart.
And so it's
awesome.
It's,
I know.
It's super rad.
I brought in Kroniak, he's a local DJ.
Good
and
dude.
So I was introducing him. I was like, all right, to the nurses and stuff. It's like, okay, this is one of the young. I let them know that this is when you get older and you would go to retire. This is your future. Your DJ at children's hospitals. I have a little joke to myself. Is that 9 out of 10 hot women in Reno, they actually work at Renown, and the 10th one. Oh, I know exactly who she is. Is this hot redhead over at St. Mary's? I'm doing it for the kids.
It's a good time to mention that I'm a nurse.
And the nurse, yeah. That's right. I'm on to you, ladies.
Hello. My friend. So you are going to be on the 5th of July.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Dream of Consciousness.
After doing 3 shows, like, it's built up a momentum. When I was in South Africa, there's only one headphone. There's only one silent disco company there. I got in touch with that guy who happens to be in touch of the children's hospital there. Like this lady came to me and presented it in a packaged way that made me just bawl my eyes out. She said, you know, you're living your truths, or you're you know, basically doing the universe justice when people come to you and manifest your dream for you. And and that's where it is. That's coming right now. It's like, holy shit, this is happening. This is going down. So I was like, well, I'm not, because we're going to do a nationwide tour. That's what we're trying to get funds for.
Hell yeah.
And then all of a sudden, when I got Cape Town, I met a lady from England when I was in South Africa. Nice. She's tied in. And then I got a friend that knows one of those friends of friends that in Bali, that the prince just dumped like $20 million into the children's hospital there.
Wow.
He's like one of those deals, like, I know someone that knows someone that knows the prince.
Oh.
And so, It went from like, we're doing a nationwide tour. So now 2020, we're doing a children's worldwide tour. That's what it's. And so this is, and so
God
this,
damn.
And so coming up. So all of a sudden I'm like, wait a second. Like the reason why I started at the beginning of this story about the 1997 Land Speed record is that I'm with the bus. I realized, I was like, wait a second, in order to tell basically my story and like get into places like this, tell podcasts, so let people know that I mean business. Like, I, you know, like I'm there, like, here, I'm just going to dump a bunch of money, just give some money to some like retired DJ in his 40s that plays the music for kids at children's hospitals. He's a pedophile. He's a creep. Right? And I was like, to mean business, like, let people know that I mean business. Like, this is real. Is that come July 5th or July 6th on the Black Rock Desert, we're reenacting that where the man set the land speed record, he broke the sound barrier. And so the Golden Gate Bridge is actually a suspension bridge. And so we are going to be setting the record as the fastest suspension bridge on land.
Oh, man. And will there be a silent disco like on the bridge or on the bus while that's happening?
No. We can't.
For safety reasons.
We protect the headphones from the sand for the kids' reasons. It's all for the kids.
Fair enough,
you know,
fair enough.
So I will be on the roof like Evel Knievel. Actually, I will not be the one driving it.
Yes!
Bridge fully up, and we're going to, and so. And the,
will you wear a cape?
Right? That's my question.
It was more of the been a request for the booty shorts, actually.
Awesome.
People are like, we want booty shorts.
Booty shorts and a cape. Nothing
wrong with that. About
the South
Africa. To
match
the booty shorts.
Yeah.
Like, you say Evel Knievel, I just think cape, man.
But did you feel the most at home?
Even the half cloak.
As a rhino in South Africa?
I did. Very good. No, yes, I did.
Way to tie that in.
I was curious.
That was my whole push to go there was like, I'm all the rhinos going back to the motherland.
Yeah.
Thank you, Luke G.
Yeah. And then, so that was my being over there. And then that's what, you know, being over there, then one day I woke up and I was in South Africa and all of a sudden, like, it was like going through an ayahuasca ceremony. I woke up and all this stuff got shedded. Like, all these grudges I was holding on to, all the things I was worried about. I just woke up. I was like, holy, like, it's like, and all of a sudden I reached out to some people, said my piece to them. Like, it's just like, one of these things, it was just like, it was an amazing spirit, like almost like a spiritual event. And so Sounds like it. But I, so I have this like little spiritual guru lady I talk to every once in a while when I know I need some grounding. Like sometimes, like if my feet's not touching the ground and I'm getting ready to go into this Burning Man festival that I call Africa Burn, for, you know, in the bush, 4 hours deep. It's like, I better do some grounding work here. Like, I called my lady from South Africa, my little spiritual lady, and she's like, and 10 minutes before, we were just had an Uber driver come drop us off at our place. And the Uber, there's seven national languages in South Africa. So it became a game. Every time you got in an Uber driver car, you're like, okay, how many languages do you speak? Everyone's like five languages. Like it's like Afrikaans, English, Zulu, like all Dutch. So this guy's like, I go, you speak Zulu? I'm all, give me some Zulu words, because my whole entire life growing up was like Zulu, Africa Mbata and the Zulu nation. Like, yeah. So I was like, yes. And so I'm talking to this psychic lady, like my little psychic guru speech, like 10 minutes after I just talked to the Zulu guy. Did not tell her anything about the Zulu. She's like, the Zulu warriors are among you right now. The Zulu warriors. Like, you must harness the power of the Zulu. I'm like, oh my
God. And so then, she was Yoda?
And then one of the girlfriends on his campus, she comes in, she's like, oh, hey, I got you these beads. They're Zulu beads? I'm like, oh, get out of here.
Do all your girlfriends talk like that?
No, some of them. I guess some of them. Jono, reel it in. No, so I got off on a tangent. But where I was going with that was as far as the Zulu power going back to Africa, like harness the power of the Zulu. But
You're incredible, man.
For those you tuning in right
Jono
now.
Jono does stuff.
You are making us all look really bad right now.
Yeah.
Like, do you suck at anything?
I'm happy to be in the same room as this man.
Hey, I'm raising,
finishing a sentence.
Raising the vibration.
Jono sucks at finishing a sentence.
I'm sorry.
No.
So for those you're just tuning in, if you'd like to come witness the event, I actually wrote the Guinness Book of World Records. The Guinness Book of Records got back to me, acknowledged that I was my own class.
Yes.
And that, but it'd be $12,000 to make it in the books.
Like, you're gonna have to hit Patreon next year.
So this year, and we're having all sorts of problems with the bus right now. Like, which is good. I want to have it now instead of have it like the week right before August, right before you go into Burning Man.
Oh,
so we got everything that possibly could go wrong has gone wrong. So we're getting all the quirks out right now. And my dad's like, son, you know you hold the record. You set the record. It's like, you'd no sense going as fast as you can the first time. Like, it's like, don't set the bar that high. Like, just go like 20, 30 miles an hour. We got the record. It's good. That's where next year we'll go. And then we'll contact the Guinness Book World Records. We'll do marketing. We'll raise the 12 grand. Like, it's really interesting. The Guinness Book of Records has a whole department. I learned all about this when I pitched them what I was doing. A whole marketing department set up specifically for people that are that want to do like I'm doing, like release our story to the world, or startup companies, or say you made a t-shirt company and you made 10,000 Spider-Man t-shirts. Like they have a whole department set up for that. But it's 12 grand.
12 grand. That's a lot of money.
Do you want your name in the book or not?
That's true.
That brewery doesn't just pay for itself.
yes. Sure. Yeah.
So totally connected.
Those of you who've ever gone to Burning Man, if you'd like to witness this event, so July 5th is when we have a full camera crew coming out and a whole full camera production crew coming out to film this thing, because we're going to put together
July 5th or 6th?
July 5th is when the filming starts. July 6th at sunrise.
Listening to this show, like tomorrow.
Yeah. You got to head out right now. Get packing.
If you're listening to this the day it comes out, you should be on the road.
Oh, shit. So it's going to be at Chiplaya.
Yeah, so it's going to be.
So
after 4th of July.
After 4th of July.
But it's Chiplaya weekend.
Maybe we'll put this show out as soon as possible.
Oh, I will.
On the 4th.
I'm going on vacation, so it will be done early this week.
All right.
Yeah. Let's pretend like today's the 4th of July.
It's for the kids. Fucking for the motherfuckers.
Happy 4th of July. Third, if you guys are on top of it.
I'll do it. I'll be on top of it, okay? I'll be on top of it. Anyway.
Either way, we hope you had a great 4th. Back to the show.
Yes. Yeah, so it's the 12-mile entrance to the Black Rock Desert. So it's 12 miles, and then when you get on the 12-mile, from the 12-mile entrance, it's 12 miles deep, and that's where we're going to be camped at.
Nice. Oh, okay. Easy. Right. 12
yeah,
by 12. 12, 12, okay.
Yeah. So, and then, so the way it works, the land speed records for everyone, don't worry. I get full tests at the end of this. I get multiple choice. You guys will have, don't worry. Is that land speed records are judged by a mile. And so what it is that it's a running start, right. And you blow through, and you run race through a mile, and then you have 15 minutes to come back and do it all over again. And they take the average speed of those two times.
Yeah, your cold run and your warm run. Yes, basically.
And
okay.
So they take the average of that, and that's how just land speed record. So we got for the Golden Gate. You know, when the guy actually he broke the sound barrier initially, but did not break the world record because one of his parachutes didn't open, and he ended up almost driving all the way to Gerlach because it couldn't slow down, and you have 15 minutes to get around.
Crash.
How they come up with this stuff is pretty funny. They have 15 minutes, and so they raced out there, tried to turn the rocket around and get him back in there, and so but he was 2 minutes late after the 15, so they wasn't class. The FIA did not allow the world land speed record. Oh. Yeah, so.
Well,
it's very interesting. It's a whole very complicated.
Yeah. But I'm really, really impressed by what you do, and I really want to try to go. Anybody want to go? Let's go to Chiplaya.
I would love to.
That sounds good.
Awesome. Let's go.
Unfortunately, I'll be on the 4th. I'll be traveling with family to Bodie.
I'm going to Oakland's birthday.
That's Saturday.
Bodie's
right?
The best.
We're gonna ghost town it.
Fuck! I love Bodie.
If anything, if you guys don't, if you're not unable to come to the event, or would like you come later than sunrise, we actually. At the end of the event, of course, we have the Golden Gate Bridge. We're going to have it all lit up with all the lights, and because we're doing a trial run, but basically pre-burning and make sure everything's working. And we'll be popping bottles of champagne, just like because we broke motherfucking world or set the world record. We'll be world record as we're cheering. And then
you can say motherfucker.
Saturday night. I know. I love in my Facebook. I do little Facebook ads or ads or video. It's like I'm all da 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 da. It's for the motherfucking kids. For the kids. Everyone seems to really like that. They like that.
The rhino is for the motherfucking kids.
That's right.
Hey, for the children.
Dude, that's a bumper sticker right there.
Yeah. The rhino is for the children.
And the rhino ain't nothing to fuck with.
Well, I hate to interrupt you. Actually, I really don't. But I want to get to another song these guys.
Definitely.
And then I think we're going to come back and maybe...
Ooh, are we gonna have your music?
Maybe quizzing
let's do a power quiz.
Golden Gate Bridge, it's goldengateproject.com. If you'd like to
thank you.
The goldengateproject.com. If you'd like to, we have GoFundMe. We have
Facebook.
Then Facebook is same Golden Gate Project. That's where you find out about the mission if you want to support.
And we'll totally have a link.
Rhino 2020.
So check the blog. We'll have a link on that so you can.
Children's Hospital Tour, baby, going worldwide.
Breaking the land speed record for bridges.
I'm proud of you, John.
Thanks,
I'm proud to call you my friend.
Dude, so rad.
And you're a good boss, too.
Thank you, sir.
By the way.
You're a great boss.
Yeah. Rory worked there, too.
Yeah. Briefly. I was not a great employee, but you were a great boss.
Jono's employed many a Reno musician. It's a great job for a musician doing courier work. It fits the lifestyle, dude. It's like perfect. You do this in the day, I can go tear it up at night and on the weekends, you know?
If you need sensitive documents,
I don't have to contact
Reno Carson Messenger Service for all your delivery and courier needs. Ad bonded process server.
I want to do a commercial with dude, do you need your wife served?
Do you have that one commercial, Rick?
Oh fuck yeah, I do. Just got one commercial. I got two commercials.
There's a couple. Oh, let's hear.
Do you want the tough one, or do you want?
Let's hear them both. Your favorite one, and then we'll hear the other one.
It's been so long.
Okay, and then we're gonna actually.
I remember Jamie's. I remember Jamie's, but this is Jamie Majors. This is the one before Jamie, I think.
I'll tell you what, if you need skip tracing, if you need a stakeout, if you need same-day service to anywhere in Churchill, Lyon, Washoe, or any county in Nevada, Reno Carson Messenger has your back, and they're going to get it there same day. Call Jono, call Stephanie, call Phil. They'll get it for you. It's 322-2424, yes. Reno Carson Messenger Service.
Woo!
You heard it.
Hell yeah!
That was Spike McGuire.
And then Jamie, the amazing Jamie. Fucking she produced one too.
What is Reno Carson Messenger?
What?
Criminal, corporate, and employment related skip tracing. Oh. What is skip tracing? the process of locating someone's whereabouts. Skip, the person being searched for. Tracing, the act of locating the skip.
This needs to be on our on hold. Our on hold there. Can I get my hands on these? Or is this copyrighted?
You just get Jamie to re-record whatever you want.
So you could find
Messenger.
That.
Getting documents from point A to point B in record time. Plus, twice daily stops at every court and law firm in the Reno Carson Messenger route, including judges, prosecutors, auditors, government and insurance companies, plus all downtown core businesses. Reno Carson Messenger is the oldest and largest messenger service in Northern Nevada, proudly serving the legal community since 1982. Now that you know what we do, give us a call at 775-322-2424. Or for more info, visit us online at renocarson.com.
Bam.
That number again is 322-2424.
Nice.
So amazing. Yeah, you may have never listened to the show, but we gave you good ads.
Your money was good. Well spent,
hey,
sir.
I want that needs to be my on hold tomorrow.
Rick will send you the files.
So you'll find that guy who shorted me $50 like, back in the day.
Of course, like,
$450.
Is your baby's daddy on the run?
All right, with no further ado, Justin Bieber.
All right.
Say you'll protect us, I strongly disagree. It's the low-class individuals who defeat the enemy. You'd sit behind a desk and call the shots. What about those victims' families? You just forgot you're a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar. This country that we live in seems really great with all the greedy politicians who run all the states, but I'm gonna let them get it and I'm getting out of here. I'm gonna live my life in fear. Whoa. You're a liar, cheat, you're fake, you're phony. Liar, cheat, you're fake, you're phony. Liar, cheat, you're fake, you're phony. Liar. You're a liar, cheat, you're fake, you're phony. Liar, cheat, you're fake, you're phony. Liar, cheat, you're fake, you're phony. Liar. Disagree, it's the low-class individuals who defeat the enemy. You just sit behind a desk and call the shots. What about those victims' families? You just forgot you're a liar. You're a liar.
Liar, cheat, you're fake, you're phony, liar.
All right. This is so fun.
That is a song about our president.
Yes. So, do you guys want to hear a song about shit? Or
yes,
do you want to hear a song about chat roulette?
Chat roulette.
All right.
Chat roulette is that,
still a thing?
For those of you that don't
shit
know what chat
so,
roulette is.
Shit is so, like, passe.
Explain it to the kids.
How about chat roulette?
So, chat roulette. Chat roulette. It's like, it's where you can go on the
that
internet.
That was the problem with chat roulette.
Unscheiza.
It was like, so every, you know, you go on the internet to meet people and shit. This was like before Grindr. And
hilarious. You said that. I just got Rick on a Bumble date.
You scroll through and you meet other people, and you all like half of the time it's
video
a dick, or you know, mostly dicks. But every once in a while you get some titties, you know. But you know, but yeah, this song's about meeting
what
somebody on chat roulette.
This one in,
did you actually meet somebody though? We'll talk about that after.
What key, is this in A?
I met somebody through Yahoo Personals. Ooh. And I met him at the Zephyr.
What, Nick?
Good new quiz question. Have you ever dated on a website? And tell us about your most successful date.
Everybody's dated on a website. It's 2019.
I haven't.
Oh boy.
I've never done that.
All right. It's called Chat Roulette. Met your wife on Chat Roulette. This is what I please. Told her to take that tank top off and show me them 30-60s. She bust them melons out like a couple of wild kangaroos. Had me getting so goddamn hard, my boner went through the roof. Next day we met up and went to the movies. Didn't even get a quarter of the way through before she bust out the 30-60s. Started going at it like a couple savage beasts. Next thing that I knew, I was face deep in them titties. Went back to a pad and then we fucked and fucked and fucked. What's that noise right through the door? Her motherfucking husband showed up. Wanted to kick my ass back up through the fucking roof. I just pissed him off by saying I'm too fast for you. Sorry man, but your wife's a little slut. Fucked her once, I fucked her twice, I put it right in her butt. And I'm not the only guy she's ever met. You were busy working hard, we met on chat roulette. Chat roulette whore. Knocking at my door. This is the really fucking sad part of the song. But 2 days later I go to take a piss. Look down at my dick and what is this?
Oh, what is that?
I knew I should have used protection.
Protection.
Now how will I overcome? Gonna hurt the syphilis. For those of you that don't know, that's gonorrhea, herpes, syphilis, and AIDS all at once.
That is
so. So don't
cocktail.
Dip your wick in the internet, boys and girls.
Filthy.
Very, very nicely
really
put, Rory.
I was trying really hard not to ruin that because I wanted you guys but to be brilliant. Able to use that recording, but I couldn't stop laughing.
That adds.
I think that adds to it.
It adds to it. You know, if you want a disease-ridden cocktail for a, you know. Thing, then you go on the internet. That's
Luke,
what we're saying.
Luke got AIDS last weekend.
Yeah. You did. Tell me about that.
Live in the desert.
Live in the desert, where our good friends Felipe Ndejo, Kelly Proud, and
Ozymandias.
Who else played?
I'm not gonna name names, but somebody wanted to float down the river in the pitch black darkness out there. So
who's from that? Ozymandias? Was it Sahara? It was
no,
Sahara.
No, it wasn't. No. I was just there to facilitate somebody not drowning. I was making sure I was lifeguard. All right.
Nice. That's good.
Good. See people looking.
That's
out
why
for
you
other.
Know we need a sober.
Every
friend.
Party needs a babysitter.
That's when I knew I changed. When people started telling me, you know what, Luke's the voice of reason. Maybe we shouldn't go break into that house.
Well, was Alive in the Desert fun?
Oh, it was so all much
right.
fun.
All right, cool.
I hate to interrupt, but
the light
at the end of the tunnel is getting closer.
We're
but,
dangerously close.
But
one power round.
Power round.
Rick, hit the music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Yes, speaking for Mr. It's Dowd. The quiz. No further ado. The first question I'm going to ask you, Spencer.
What is this question?
No, I'm going to ask Jono, since you're new to the show.
The Rhino.
I'm present.
Upon your demise, where would you haunt?
Where would I what? Haunt?
Haunt.
Haunt.
Where would I haunt?
Your shade. Where would your immortal shade hang out?
House. How can you put me on the spot like that? You're supposed to give me the
question. Yeah, no, answer it as quick as possible.
First
thing that comes to your mind.
I'm immortal. I will never die.
What about? All right, moving on. He's immortal. 1,000 points. Lucas, G Rhymes.
I would haunt the top tank of the toilet at the Grand Central Station.
Your mom's vagina.
Okay. New York. That's an exciting place.
Very good. Spencer.
Actually, Grand Central Station's in Chicago. In New York, it's Grand Terminal Station.
I don't think that's true.
Both. I would do both. You know what? The toilet, the whole goddamn...
New York's a terminal because it's the end of the line.
It's all connected. It's the sewer system. I'm going to get around one way or another.
You just won all the free Coke from the back of the bathroom tanks.
I'm a ghost. All can right. I even do coke?
I would hope so. What
the
fuck's
the
point of being
a ghost? That's why they call it
angel
dust. Oh. I'm sure there's ghost coke.
Spencer.
I would probably haunt 4th Street Station just to fuck with all the tweakers. Because they don't know if they really saw a ghost.
So ghost coke is ectoplasm, in case you were wondering.
Got it.
All right. Nick, your question.
If you're on a celebrity road trip, who is a celebrity across America, by the way? You spend some time with this motherfucker. But who would the celebrity be? And it could be a famous person. It doesn't have to be like Hollywood.
Your own Thelma and Louise. Who's the other person and what's the car?
Thanks, Rory. Go.
That's a hard one.
Sexually.
I don't know. I'm gonna pass that on to Luke. I got to think about this.
It would it's a toss-up. Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, and a 67 Chevelle.
Ooh.
One or the other. They might have to fight over
it. I'm going to let you go with both
bag.
Of them. You're on the ride with both of them.
Whoever has the better drugs is coming with me.
Everyone watch Celebrity Jeopardy? He's like, I would be with your mother.
Oh,
in your car that you were conceived in. Driving cross country. Yes.
All right, so... Could we ask a question? Spencer has a question.
No, that's not how this works.
That's not how that works.
All right, if you could be any two animals combined, what would they be? And which end would they be?
I would probably be the biggest animal and the smallest animal. So I would be a whale. And what the fuck is... I'd be a whale and a cricket. How about that?
Ooh.
But which would be the front, which would be the back?
Ooh. Yeah.
I'd probably pick the whale for the back, you know, and got that big booty.
You lose the cricket legs.
And then
how is it going to make the cricket
legs? Oh, and you lose the blowhole.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Shit.
Fuck, you lose the blowhole. You can't lose the blowhole.
All right, so swap it. All right,
yeah, let's swap that.
God looking cricket. Over us right now.
All right,
no,
all right.
Change the line.
No. Cephalopods, so it would be a squid. And everybody's favorite, maybe a dog. Let's do a dog.
Squid dog.
Squid dog.
A German shepherd squid.
Which is the front and which is the back? A gooey head on four legs?
Yes, oh yes, my God. Because you need all eight legs. No. You need all eight legs, so a German squid.
I think he needs to get disqualified just for knowing the name. This is not the first
squid.
Yeah, it was like...
Well, wait, they can open their...
We will call this animal an Australopithecus.
Well, squids can open their own, octopuses can open their own tanks and get out and roll joints and stuff and go back in before the owner notices. They're
that smart. I
don't
think they roll
smart.
Joints underwater.
Well, no, that's why they come out of the tank.
All right, let's move on.
All right, Rhino, we already know what you're going to be.
What would be yours?
I would be a dolphin and a rhino.
I fuck like a dolphin.
That's right.
And I fight like a rhino.
A muscly narwhal.
There's not a species on this planet that is my enemy.
That's pretty much what it is.
You know,
but with legs.
Some dolphins, they make the stuffed animals that have a horn. So I think
that's a narwhal.
Narwhal. Narwhal.
That's an actual animal.
Thanks for the heads up.
I
learned something.
All right, Rick, your question.
You could spend 2 weeks in any time period. What time period do you pick?
Ooh.
You surprised me,
in
Rick.
All of history.
I would probably go back to the 1800s. That would be fucking badass.
But which? Narrow it down for us.
Nevada, Reno?
Oh, yeah, I'd probably say Nevada. Nevada in the 1800s.
BC.
Yeah, because you'd be standing with next to the Donner Party and go, don't do it.
Yeah,
Reno's cool. There's no need to go any further. Don't do it.
Lakes Crossing is just fine, my friend.
Yeah, you guys are idiots.
You're all looking at the meaty guy, just all sorry, man.
I mean, maybe the time when they had the Prohibition, all the flappers and all the underground booze.
That's 1920s
with the flappers, you know.
So where this music fit in?
Yes.
Where?
Yeah, the music. Where? Probably Manhattan.
Okay.
Yeah. Or, Massachusetts.
I was going to say, but there wouldn't be any booze, but that wouldn't be a problem for you.
I'm going to give you more points for Manhattan.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I would say Chicago in the 70s. Like that.
Ooh.
Yeah. Learn to know what the term, get the real knowledge of the term jacking. You know?
Yeah.
Get jack your body, you know.
I don't know.
And then be there at the house.
Oh, house music. What is it? Right, yeah. DJ.
It's the original hyphy. The original hyphy is like that. Shit. Get jack. When Chicago, when they're talking about the house music and they first come up, they getting jacked on the dance floor is like getting hyphy.
In the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, 70s.
Parachute pants.
Oh, roller skates.
That was 90s,
right? How about a round of rapid fire?
The one in the middle there. All right, rapid fire. You start, Nick.
Elvis or Beatles?
I'd say Beatles.
Beatles, hands down.
Beatles.
In the apocalypse, if you had to eat one bug, what would it be? A worm, a cricket, or a roach? That is a rapid fire. It's one question.
I stopped myself.
It's one answer.
Pick one.
Pick one.
The roach, because you're not going to outlive me, fucker.
All right.
Now, actually, I would pick none because I believe in the zombie apocalypse, and I would be prepared. I would not be eating any bugs.
Yeah, zombie roach.
You would be being eaten by the bugs.
I know. Yeah. I know about the zombie.
Are you a prepper?
I'd eat the cricket.
Yeah.
The cricket?
You eat the cricket.
I would say I eat the cricket.
Me too, buddy.
Cricket, roach, and you're going
to
die.
I got a story for you. I'm reading a book called How to Prepare Yourself for
Zombie Apocalypse. We're doing rapid fire.
It's a good one.
Rick?
Circumcised or not?
Oh, shit.
Are you circumcised or not? This isn't a trick question.
I am circumcised.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars, for sure.
Star Wars.
Ooh, that's a good one. Captain Kirk. Which Star Trek? Star Wars.
All of them.
Rapid.
Whole franchise.
Star Trek. I'll go Star Trek.
Fuck yeah.
They said, my older brother said, Lucas, name him Lucas. Luke.
Oh, yeah.
Luke Star Wars.
And one last, who wins in a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
A donkey.
Walrus is going to drown him.
God, that's a crazy one. Walrus.
Okay. All right. Well done, guys.
You guys are fucking rad.
Lots of good answers. Good answers. Man, this is a tight one.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Tight like that girl I met at the club last week.
Rick, did you tally it up?
Yeah, Rick, did you take a tally of the points? I've lost my calculator.
No.
He's pushing buttons on the timer.
I have to say it's Lucas.
Lucas.
All right, you're the grand winner. And I'm sorry, ladies and gents, boys and girls, that's kind of the end of the show.
Yeah.
Unless you guys can play a really fast song, less than 3 minutes.
Are we going to do this?
So,
blues.
It's been fun, you guys. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you
Check
so
out
much.
Justin Bieber on the Facebook. Check out the Golden Gate Project on all your social media and at their website, goldengateproject.org.
RenoCarson.com. The Pink Party. What are the other things you do?
Don't have time for another story from
Meat Gangster.
If you like, my family raises Black Angus. No hormones, grass-fed, stress-free.
We're running out of time for the song.
Sorry. Meatgangster.com, and we will deliver the meat to your house.
For Nick Ramirez, Doug Water, Dick Cadillac, Cam Chewbacca, and all the crew here at the Worst Little Podcast, life is short. We love you. Good night, ladies. Go!
Happy birthday, Chewbacca.
Yes.
Happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday, America. Everybody, cheers to America. And then you guys play us out.
God bless.
All right.
We're talking out of our ass. I feel a boo coming. It's rolling round the bend. I ain't seen the bathroom since. I don't know when. And I shit my pants in Reno. Yeah, it made me wanna cry. Woo-hoo. And the smell that surrounded me, it attracted the flies. I get to the bathroom. Now what should I do? Should I just leave it as it is and blame that smell on you? Or should I take my shorts off, throw them at the wall? 'Cause it's a shitty situation at the Meadowood Mall. I walk out of the bathroom. A girl says, what's that smell? Paul says, that's my ass, bitch, and you can go to hell. So she walked up to her boyfriend and she pointed at old Paul. And then Paul got his ass kicked at the Meadowood Mall.
Sorry, Paul.
We're about to leave. Yeah, we're trailing out the door. Must have been that food that I ate the night before. I had two beef burritos and some chili cheese fries. And then it ended up in my pants as a brown.